Mom.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Two, three, I got the salad blues, baby. Woo-hoo, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Woo-hoo, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I said one, got the salad. Two, got the blues. Three, to get ready, got holes in my shoes. I got the salad blues, baby. Woo-hoo, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby. Woo-hoo, got the salad blues. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do. I got the salad blues, baby, and I don't know what to do.
You're listening to The Salad.
Yes, welcome once again to The Salads. Now, we have a lot to cover on the program today. Of course, we have salad news bits, news from around the world. We have grammar points. We were working with usually, weren't we, on grammar point. So today we're going to work with used to. As Alan was saying, we kind of have a little bit of a, you know, a used theme, you know, over the last, well, over the next, well, over the last and over the next week or so. We looked at expressions with use. We looked at usually. So today we have used to, because people often confuse usually and used to. So Alan will be on Grammar Point to explain and practice with that. We also have bow business as usual. We'll have a bit of an airport dialogue, you know, because sometimes, you know, business involves airports. If you have to fly a lot, you know, or you lose your luggage, for example. Okay. So stay tuned for that, an airport dialogue on Bao business as usual. But first of all, salad listeners, let's have our first conundrum of the day. Are you ready? So he dropped blank of uni blank 22 and has been blank of work ever since. I could put more blanks in, but you know, I don't want to make it too tricky. So, he dropped blank of uni. So, university, uni, we would say, blank 22. Or you could say blank 22 years of age, if you like. Okay? And has been blank of work ever since. Okay, salad listeners. So, that's our first conundrum of the day. One more time. He dropped blank of uni, blank 22. And has been blank of work ever since. So stay tuned for that. We should reveal the answer at the end of the first half. But right now, it's time for Salad News Bits. Now then, salad listeners, yes, welcome to Salad News Bits, news from around the world. Here comes our first headline, Anglesey, which is in Wales. Anglesey is a place in Wales. Anglesey, a tiny turtle saved by dogs, is recovering well at the zoo. This is good news. So una tortuga, diminuta, a tiny turtle. That's right, pequeñísima. Oh, pequeñísimo, tiny, that's right. So in Anglesey, Wales, a tiny turtle saved by dogs is recovering well at the zoo. So it's good to have good news, you know, because not all news is good, especially at the moment. So if we can get some good news in there, that's always nice. So Anglesey, a tiny turtle saved by dogs, recovering well at zoo. Okay, so it was saved by dogs. Interesting. So let's go over live to Anglesey in Wales. Yes, we have Gordon Fraser. Okay, our newest correspondent, Gordon, is in Anglesey, Wales. Gordon, can you hear me?
Yes, hello, Dave. That's right, I can hear you. A miracle turtle rescued off the North Wales coast is making good progress, its rescuers have said.
So it's a miracle turtle or a miraculous turtle, okay. So it was rescued off the coast of North Wales. So Anglesey is in North Wales, Gales, Wales. So it's making good progress. So you can say to recover, recuperarse, or to make progress, getting better, we can also say, its rescuers have said. Now, what happened? It was saved by dogs, apparently.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Two dogs helped prevent Tony, a tiny loggerhead sea turtle, from being eaten by gulls on Mole and Don Beach on Anglesey on Thursday.
So this was a little turtle, okay, on the beach, because quite often they get washed up. Dejados por la marea, no? They get washed up on the beach. And obviously, it could get guzzled by gulls. So seagulls, gaviotas. So yeah, if you guzzle, eaten. No, eaten, if you guzzle something. Tragados. That's right, okay. Tragado por gaviotas. Guzzled by gulls or eaten by gulls. And two dogs prevented that from happening. So literally, this was a tiny little turtle washed up on the beach. It was literally being eaten by gulls. Two dogs come along and they save the tiny turtle. This is good news, salad listeners.
Yes, that's right, Dave. So Tony is now getting its strength back under hourly care in an incubator at Anglesey Sea Zoo.
Oh, so they have a sea zoo there. That's right. A marine zoo, we can say. A sea zoo. Sea zoo. So it's in an incubator. That's right, because obviously it's so small. Like when a tiny little baby is born, if it's underweight, it goes in an incubator. So he's recovering, getting his strength back in an incubator. He's under hourly care at Anglesey Sea Zoo.
That's right. Staff have warned that in future, more turtles like Tony could be found on Wales's coast as sea temperatures rise.
It's true, because sea temperatures are rising, global warming. Yeah, this is the bad news, okay? So, yeah, so sea temperatures are rising. This is going to be more common to find sea turtles being washed up on beaches in Wales.
Yes, that's it. So, though experts warn most cold stranded turtles often die within the first 48 hours, they say Tony is making good progress.
Yes, yeah, so the water's quite warm. They get washed up on the beach and they die within 48 hours if they don't get rescued.
Yes, that's right. So I spoke to Frankie, who's the owner of Anglesey Sea Zoo, who said it's the most amazing thing that Tony is alive. Now, Frankie, who's a girl, because Frankie can also be a boy's name, but Frankie, she said she had been giving specialist care to Tony, named after the Welsh word for wave, ton. That's right, day and night.
Ah, so in this case, it's Tony, not as in Anthony. So it's Tony, T-O-N-N-I. Okay, which is also pronounced Tony. But that's so the little sea turtle is named after the Welsh word for wave, which is Tony. Okay. And, yeah, Tony's being looked after day and night.
Frankie said for such a tiny turtle, it can have been there. It can't have been there very long, and it can have been that far away. Otherwise, it would be dead, she added. It's a miracle. So, I don't know if you know about loggerhead turtles. So, the loggerhead turtle is the most common species of turtle and can be found throughout the Atlantic, Indian and Pacific Oceans and the Mediterranean Sea.
So a loggerhead turtle, the most common, you know, species of turtle found in the Atlantic, the Indian, the Pacific Oceans and the Mediterranean Sea.
Yes, it's still a protected species, and experts at the zoo say that Tony will remain in critical care in the incubator, which is being gradually heated up. Now, in 2016, a turtle later named Menai was found about a mile from where Tony was discovered. Now, the zoo also came across Tally, a turtle close by last year, and say they expect to find more turtles in years to come due to rising sea temperatures. Now, the zoo has been attempting to raise enough money to develop a purpose-built turtle sanctuary so they can save more turtles like Tony.
Mmm. So this is a marine zoo or a sea zoo? So it's going to get more common to find turtles in Wales and off the coast of the UK due to rising sea temperatures. So they're trying to raise money, recaudar fondos, raise money to develop a purpose-built turtle sanctuary to save more turtles like little Tony, little Wave.
That's right. That's nowhere in the UK, or there is nowhere in the UK that has a purpose-built turtle rescue facility, Frankie told me. Obviously, because it's not that common to see them in the UK. Now, we're getting to the stage now where we've been muddled through two or three times, and we did a really good job.
So to muddle through something is maybe to get by, apañárselas, but they're no experts in looking after sea turtles. They've been getting by muddling through, but maybe they need more knowledge, you know, if turtle rescues are going to be more common.
That's right, Frankie said. So they've been getting by, as you said, Dave, or muddling through. But we want to guarantee that any turtle that gets stranded alive in the UK is given every possible chance to be saved, she said. And that was the case of the miraculous little Tony, so it's great. So that's right, Tony was saved by dogs and is recovering well at the zoo. So here in wonderful Wales, back to the studio, Dave.
So there you have it, Jess, Graham, Gordon Fraser, excuse me, Gordon.
Yes, that's right, Gordon Fraser, that's right.
So we've sent you to Wales, you said you wanted to travel.
Yes, I want to travel, so I'm also willing to go outside the UK, Dave, if that comes up.
Okay, so we sent him on, we sent him to Wales on his second assignment, but I'm sure he'll have opportunities to go outside the UK as well. So a tiny turtle saved by dogs recovering well at the zoo. That's your good news, Salad listeners. And you heard it on Salad News Bits. Now then, salad listeners, here comes our next headline. The UK Treasury considers plan for digital pound. Okay. The UK Treasury, Tesorería, no, Treasury, we would say. The UK Treasury considers plan for the digital pound. Okay, la libra esterlina digital, the digital pound. What do you think about that? Okay. So the UK Treasury considers plan for digital pound. So we're going over live to London to find out more about this. Who do we have in London? We have Simon Hallow, of course, live from London. Simon, are you there?
Yes, that's right, Dave. So, what can I tell you? Of course, yes, the government is considering introducing a digital pound. The economic secretary to the Treasury has told MPs.
Ah, so MPs are members of Parliament, diputados. So they're considering introducing a digital pound, la libra digital. That's right, a digital pound.
That's right. So the UK was committed to becoming a world crypto hub. And the government was a long way down the road to establishing a regime for the wholesale use for payment purposes of stable coins.
So stable coins. So the UK is committed to becoming a world crypto hub. So cryptocurrencies or criptomonedas. Okay. So the government is a long way down the road to establishing a regime for the wholesale use for payment purposes of stable coins.
Yes, that's right. So stable coins. Now, stable coins are designed to have a predictable value linked to traditional currencies or assets, such as gold.
Okay, so we heard about bitcoins, etc., but these are stable coins. Monedas estables, literally, stable coins. So they're designed to have a predictable value linked to traditional currencies like the pound or linked to assets. Activos, assets, such as gold, for example.
Yes, that's right. So the currency for use by households and businesses would sit alongside cash and bank deposits rather than replacing them.
So it wouldn't be replacing traditional currencies. But it would, you know, they would go hand in hand or side by side. They wouldn't replace them. But, you know, you have those two options.
So a public consultation on the attributes of a digital pound would be launched in the coming weeks, the Treasury said. Now, I want to see, so this is the Treasury Select Committee. Has said this, and let me see. Yes, Mr. Griffith said, I want to see us establish a regime, and this is within the FSMB, the Financial Services and Markets Bill, currently being debated in Parliament, for the wholesale use for payment purposes of stable coins, he said. Now, central banks around the world are developing or exploring digital currencies. So, Dave, for example, China is a front runner in the global race and is in the process of testing a digital yuan in major cities, including Beijing, Shanghai, and Shenzhen.
Okay, the Chinese yuan. Okay, so China is a front runner. So central banks around the world are developing their own digital currencies. China being one of the first, okay? And they're in the process of testing a digital yuan in major cities. What do you think?
Now then, the European Central Bank in July 2021 took a first step towards launching a digital version of the euro, kicking off a 24-month investigation phase to be followed by 3 years of implementation. And Mr. Griffith told the committee, it is right to look to seek to embrace potentially disruptive technologies, particularly when we have such a strong fintech and financial sector.
So it's basically embracing new technology. That's rather than rejecting new technology, embrace the new technology.
Yes, he wanted to allow the opportunity for this potentially disruptive, game-changing technology that can challenge but also turbocharge all of those financial industries. Now, the crypto winter, which is a rapid decline in the value of Bitcoin and other assets, has intensified concerns about whether any cryptocurrency can ever be considered stable.
So the crypto winter, el crypto invierno, the crypto winter, because obviously there have been, you know, all kinds of problems with cryptocurrencies. They've lost their value, etc. So the question is, can cryptocurrency ever be considered stable?
It also has the potential to raise many public policy issues. So there will also be a public consultation on Britain's first general regulatory approach to crypto assets, a sector where consumer protection has come under scrutiny in recent weeks. But the consultation will form part of a research and exploration phase and will help both the Bank of England and the government develop the plans over the following few years. So when it came to regulating crypto, Mr. Griffith told the committee being right was more important than being first, given the UK's strong financial reputation. So it will be a long lead time activity, he said. So there you have it. So very interesting. So the UK Treasury considers a plan for the digital pound. What do you think of that, Dave?
Well, I think it makes sense because people think, you know, cryptocurrencies, you know, this is it's a threat when I'm an Atha. Which, I mean, it can be seen as a threat to traditional currencies or the traditional financial sector, for example, but it could be embraced. You can have, you know, stable cryptocurrencies, the pound, the euro, the dollar, etc. Okay. So, and in China, they're already, you know, testing it. So let's see how that goes. But I think it's very interesting.
So there's a lot of buzz going around the City of London at the moment, you know, about a digital pound. And it seems that people are, you know, very, very much in favour of the implementation of a digital pound. I was going to say a crypto pound, but that wouldn't be the right, you know, denomination. So a digital pound, you know, for payment methods, it could make things very easy.
So this will be specifically for payment methods. You can pay with a digital pound.
That's right. So, you know, the city is buzzing with this at the moment, Dave. So here from a, you know, wonderful London. It's a little bit cold, so I'm going to go inside right now and, have a cup of cocoa or something, cup of hot chocolate to keep me warm. In the meantime, back to the studio.
Well, thank you very much. So, yes, the UK Treasury considers a plan for a digital pound. What do you think? Would you like to have a digital euro, digital pound? I think it makes sense. What do you think, Salad listeners? You heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, Salad listeners. Yes, hope we enjoyed those news bits. So, yeah, we have, so I think, some pretty good news today, some interesting news. Now then, let's revisit our conundrum. you remember? You just joined us. Here it is for you. He dropped blank of uni. So university, we'd say uni. Blank 22. And has been blank of work ever since. What do you think? So, he dropped out of uni. So, dejar la universidad, you can drop out. Abandonar, dejar. You can drop out. So, he dropped out of uni at 22. You would say with, wouldn't you? Con 22 años. No, dejó la universidad con 22 años. We would say he dropped out of uni at 22. Okay? And has been out of work ever since. So estar en desempleo, to be out of work. To be in work, to be out of work. Okay? So, the full example, the full conundrum. He dropped out of uni at 22 and has been out of work ever since. Salad listeners. Okay, we'll have to go for a short break. We have another conundrum coming up, as well as Grammar Point and Bow Business as usual. Stay tuned for that. You're listening to The Salad.
Estoy creando la fórmula mágica para aprender inglés. Añado 5 semanas, 5 horas a la semana, de lunes a viernes. Unas gotas de listening and speaking, enciendo el catalizador y...
Que no te cuenten cuentos. No existen fórmulas mágicas para aprender inglés, por mucho que algunos se empeñen en idearlas. Pero con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorarlo en solo 3 meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos llamando al 911-335-833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Cómo tú ves tanta pasión en lo que hacen, tanta dedicación? Porque luego tienes, a lo largo del máster, tienes feedbacks con ellos. Y ellos te dicen exactamente cuáles son tus puntos débiles, cuáles son tus fortalezas, cuáles son tus weaknesses, debilidades, ¿no? ¿Sabes? Y cuando ves a alguien que hace con tanta pasión algo, no te viene tan natural decepcionarle. Porque si tú ves a alguien que da el 100%, a mí por lo menos no me viene como decepcionarte así. Es una cuestión de respeto que luego se desarrolla y se ve también con los compañeros. Cuando, sobre todo, en un método tan dinámico, tan drilling class, pam, 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 maravilloso.
La motivación desde el primer minuto hasta el último es un factor importante, pero no el único. La excelencia de nuestros profesores, nuestros maestros de toda la vida, esos que hacían que el resto de tu vida sintieses verdadera pasión por aquella asignatura. Así son nuestros profesores del Máster en Inglés Profesional. ¿Por qué no llamas? ¿Vas a perder esta oportunidad? 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833. Llama y solicita gratis tu prueba de nivel. 911-33-5833.
¿Te sientes orgulloso de ti mismo? Porque tú lo puedes hacer.
Con el Máster en Inglés Profesional puedes conseguir lo que quieras. Tú lo puedes hacer.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening and speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 911-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Escúchanos en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar. Descarga la app de Vaughan Radio.
Este otoño tenemos novedades. Nos hemos sentado con nuestros seguidores para ver qué es lo que más les cuesta. Y, surprise, surprise, es el speaking. Por eso te presentamos Speak English A1, A2, Speak English B1 y Speak English B2, una serie de tres libros orientados a mejorar la fluidez con el inglés a través del método Vaughan, con frases de traducción y secciones variadas sobre gramática, vocabulario, errores comunes, phrasal verbs y mucho más. El complemento que tu speaking estaba buscando. Escoge ya tu nivel y empieza a dar el cambio en tu inglés.
We're back again with the salad. Now then, as promised, let's have another conundrum, salad listeners. Are you ready? Here we go. Just two blanks to fill in, that's all. So call me blank my landline, and we'll work blank a deal. Okay. So call me blank my landline, and we'll work blank a deal. Un trato, a deal. Okay, so stay tuned. We'll reveal the answer at the end of the program and break it down a little bit. So one more time, call me blank my landline and we'll work blank a deal, salad listeners. Okay, let's go. Now it's time for Grammar Points. So, salad listeners, if you've been listening to the program recently, you'll know that we looked at expressions with use recently. Okay. We also looked at usually. That's right. So, suelo. Suelo estar alegre. I'm usually cheerful. That's right. Suelo llegar tarde. I'm usually late. Okay. So, we have, it would go after the verb to be. So, I am usually late, or an auxiliary verb or a modal verb. But it would go before a normal verb. Suelo ir al trabajo en tren. I usually go to work by train. Okay. Suelen ganar. They usually win. Okay, salad listeners. So it's true that people quite often confuse usually and used to. So usually soler hacer algo and used to soler hacer algo. O antes, antes hacía. I used to do, I used to work, etc. So used to is the past form. Okay, salad listeners. So, let's practice with this. So it's just used to plus a verb in the infinitive. I used to be, I used to go, I used to have, etc. Okay, so we're going to look at it. There are two rounds, let's say, dos asaltos, two rounds. We'll look at some examples, okay? And then we're going to have a look at, you know, some questions in the interrogative form. Look at some statements, for example, and then some, you know, questions in the question form, okay? So used to today, salad listeners, it's the past form. Are you ready? So, yes, this is Grammar Points. Now then, so interact with us here, salad listeners. This is the interactive part of the program. We practice with usually, now let's practice with used to. So it's just used to plus any verb in the infinitive. Okay, let's have a look. So over to you, let's have our first example.
Right, okay. Yo solía comprar en el mercadillo.
A mercadillo, we could say, well, let's say street market, for want of another word. So, or craft market, something like that. So, solía comprar, yo solía comprar. I used to buy, I would say at the street market. I guess you could say in the street market, but at would sound good. I used to buy at the street market. Okay, mercadillo. That's right, because it's normally out on the streets. Okay, so I used to buy at the street markets.
Next. Él antes vivía en Canadá.
So he used to live in Canada. That's right. He used to live in Canada. That's right. So with Canada, the accent's on the first A, Canada. He used to live in Canada.
Antes venían más a menudo.
Okay. What do you think? So again, it could be solía or antes. Okay. So antes venían más a menudo. So they used to come more often. You could say more frequently. Sounds kind of posher, doesn't it? More frequently or more often. So they used to come more often, salad listeners. Okay. So used to. So it's the past form of used to. That's right. So they used to come more often. Let's have another one.
La vivienda antes era más barata.
La vivienda. The house. Okay. So una vivienda can be a house or a flat or whatever. But in general, la vivienda, we could say housing. Okay. And that's just places that you live. Doesn't have to be an actual house. It could be an apartment or whatever. So housing used to be cheaper or cheaper. I would just say cheaper. Okay. Or cheaper, it'll be more American, cheaper. But cheaper, more British. So housing used to be cheaper, okay? Let's have one last one on this first section, in this first round, okay?
Right, discutíamos mucho en aquellos tiempos.
So, we used to argue a lot. In aquellos tiempos, back then, you could say at that time, en aquel tiempo, or something like that, at that time, but back then sounds good, you know, or back in the day, something like that, but I think back then sounds fine. So, we used to argue a lot back then, okay, so it's used to, it's the past form, okay, so I used to buy at street markets, or at the street market. He used to live in Canada. They used to come more often. Housing used to be cheaper. We used to argue a lot back then. That's round one. Now, round two is coming up. Ding, ding. And round two is with the interrogative. Yes, let's ask some questions. This is Grammar Points. Now then, well, I'll pass you over to Alan straight away. So how can we use this in the question form, Alan?
Right, okay. So we're just going to use, it's in the past, the simple past. We're going to use did. So, for example, did you use to? Did he use to? So in this case, the use, we drop the D because after did. You know, so it's did you use to? So it's U-S-E. Okay, when we're asking a question, you can't really hear the difference, but if you're writing it, you can see it. So we're going to use the auxiliary verb did here. Okay, you ready? Antes. Oh, it's a question. Antes tenías más tiempo?
Oh, yes. So did you used to have más tiempo, more time? Did you used to have more time? Did you? Did you used to have more time? That's right.
Antes ella era simpática.
What do you think? So did she used to be friendly? Did she used to be friendly?
Antes jugaban al fútbol.
What do you think? Did they used to play football? Did they used to play football?
Solías tener problemas con él.
Okay, so did you used to have problems with him? I would say with him. Not with him, with him. Did you used to have problems with him? And the last question, translate this into perfect English to go out on a high note using used to.
Fumabas de adolescente.
Oh. So, did you used to smoke as a teenager? You could say as an adolescent. You could say that, or as a teenager. Did you used to smoke as a teenager? Okay, salad listeners. So, used to is the past form in the interrogative. So, we use did and use, but we drop the D because it's following the auxiliary verb did in this case. So we saw, did you used to have more time? Did you used to be friendly? Did they used to play football? Did you used to have problems with him? Did you used to smoke as a teenager? Okay, excellent stuff. Thanks very much, Alan.
Yes, just to let you know, Dave, so this has basically been part two, we can say, but I would like to have a part three and four, because I would like to look at to be used to, estar acostumbrado, and to get used to, acostumbrarse a. So those will be coming up on later editions of Grammar Point, okay? So just to let you know, to give you a heads up.
So stay tuned, because we have like a use or a used to theme coming up. So we have more of this coming up. OK, so watch this space, or should I say, listen to this space. This has been Grammar Points. Bow. Business as usual. Now then, salad listeners, yes, so business as usual. So sometimes, you know, business involves airports, okay? Now then, so we have kind of a bit of a dialogue here. So each one, you know, each of these examples follows on from the next one, okay? So this is pretty interesting. So let's have a look. So it's a dialogue here. Now, well, Alan's still here, so Alan's created this dialogue for us, okay? So I've asked him to stay for Bow Business as Usual. So we're going to follow the dialogue. So each example follows on from the next one, okay? So it's about, well, I won't tell you what it's about because I might give the game away. So all you have to do is follow through. We're going to call Heathrow Airport in London. Okay. So Heathrow, has anyone been to Heathrow Airport? Okay. So let's call Heathrow Airport, okay? Over to you, Alan.
Right, hola, el aeropuerto de Heathrow.
Hello, is that Heathrow Airport? Okay, that's right, so you're calling them, okay, and you're like, hello, is that Heathrow Airport?
¿Puedes pasarme con recogida de equipaje, por favor?
Okay. So keep interacting with us here, salad listeners. Follow this dialogue. So could you put me through to baggage reclaim, please? Baggage reclaim. That's right, salad listeners. So could you put me through? So connect out to put through. Could you put me through to baggage reclaim, please? Pretty high level, don't you think?
High level!
Let's keep going. What comes next?
Hola, llamo para intentar localizar un portátil.
Hello there. So rather than just saying hello, hello there sounds quite good. Hello there. I'm planning to try and locate. Oh, no, excuse me. Let me have a look. okay. Llamo para intentar. I'm phoning, not planning. Well, you could also be planning. I'm phoning to try and locate, localizar un portátil, a laptop. So, hello there. I'm phoning to try and locate a laptop. I'm calling, you could also say.
Sí, el número de vuelo fue BA2567 de Madrid.
Right. So, yes, the flight number was BA2567 from Madrid.
Es el portátil de mi jefe. Se lo dejó en el último vuelo de anoche.
It's my boss's laptop. He left it on the late flight last night.
Sí, su nombre es Roberto. R-O-B de Barcelona.
Okay, so... is that the whole thing?
Actually, I didn't finish it. So, let me see. Su nombre es Roberto. R-O-B de Barcelona, E-R-T-I-S de Sevilla.
Ah, okay. So, his name is... ah... I thought Roberto is Roberts, you mean?
Excuse me, Dave. Did I say Roberto? Yes, I should say his name is Roberts, of course.
Ah, okay, so it's Mr. Roberts. No Roberto in this case. Okay, so... yes, his name is Roberts. That's R-O-B for Bravo. Okay. E-R-T and S for sugar. So you've got B de Barcelona or Barcelona. Okay. And S de Sevilla. So we've got B for Bravo. And S for sugar in English.
¿Me pregunta por la marca del ordenador?
Did you ask me the make of the computer?
Es un Toshiba, pero creo que estaba en un bolso para portátil Dell.
So it's a Toshiba, but I think it was in a Dell laptop bag. So un bolso, de portátil, a laptop bag. So it's a Toshiba, but I think it was in a Dell laptop bag.
Right, that's right. ¿Quiere que le describa el bolso?
Do you want me to describe the bag? For you. That's right, for you at the end. Okay, do you want me to describe the bag for you?
Es negro con una correa roja y el bolsillo delantero está roto.
What do you think, salad listeners? Are you doing your best to translate these? These are a little bit tricky. This is a situation you could be in. You're phoning. So you need to have that kind of vocabulary and the tools to deal with a phone call like this. So it's black with a red strap, correa, and the front pocket is torn. It's supposed to broken, torn, because to tear is like romper papel o tela. So the front pocket is torn.
Déjame preguntárselo. Un momento.
Let me just ask him for you. Hold the line a second.
Jim, ¿en qué parte del avión estaba sentado?
So, Jim, which section of the plane were you sitting in? That's right, which section, okay? So, Jim, in which section of the plane were you sitting in?
Dice que estaba delante... en clase preferente.
He says he was at the front, not in the front, but at the front, in business class. Clase business, clase preferente. He says he was at the front in business class.
Se lo preguntaré. Un segundo.
I'll ask him for you. Hold on a moment. That's right. I'll ask him for you. Hold on a moment.
¿Qué había en el bolsillo delante, Jim?
What was in the front pocket, Jim? What was in the front pocket, Jim?
Dice que cree que su agenda azul está dentro.
So he says he thinks his blue personal organizer... is in it. So rather than a gender, a personal organizer, that's right, he says he thinks his blue personal organizer is in it.
Genial, entonces, lo tenéis.
Great. You have it then. Great. You have it then. That's right. Let's keep going.
¿Cuál va a ser la mejor forma de recuperarlo?
What's going to be the best way to get it back? So recuperarlo, get it back.
La línea aérea lo entregará en su hotel.
So will the airline deliver it to his hotel? Will the airline deliver it to his hotel?
O tendrá que ir al aeropuerto para recogerlo.
Okay, or will he? I would say will he. Or will he need to go to the airport to pick it up? You could say go over to the airport or go to the airport. Or will he need to go to the airport to pick it up? You could say have to, tendrá, or will he have to go to the airport to pick it up? Recogerlo, to pick up.
¿Habrá un suplemento por esto?
Un suplemento. So will there be any additional charge for this?
¿Cuánto tiempo tardará?
So we could say, ¿cuánto tiempo tardará? How long will it take? Or you could say, how long do you think it will take? Would sound a bit more polite. How long do you think it will take? Okay, we have two examples left. Let's keep going, salad listeners. Keep interacting with us here in our dialogue, our airport dialogue.
Sí, para entonces, no lo ha recibido. ¿Qué tendrá que hacer?
So, sí, para entonces, no lo ha recibido. So, if he hasn't received it by then, ¿qué tendrá que hacer? What will he have to do? So, will he, no, will he? What will he have to do? So, if he hasn't received it by then, what will he have to do? And the last one, salad listeners.
Muchísimas gracias. Usted ha sido de gran ayuda.
Many thanks. You've been very helpful. Many thanks. That's right. You've been very helpful. Okay, excellent stuff. So, thanks very much, Alan. So, sometimes you might find yourself in a situation where you have to ring the airport to recover your baggage or a misplaced laptop. So, you might need to have the skills, the tools to do that. So, this kind of thing will help you a lot. Because, yes, business obviously involves business class, airports quite often. So, thanks very much, Alan. This has been Bao Business as Usual. Salad listeners, yes, we hope you enjoyed Grammar Point there and Bao or Airport Dialogue. So just to finish off today, of course, we have our conundrum, our second conundrum. So let's just revisit it. Okay, so here we go. It is, call me blank, my landline, and we'll work blank a deal. What do you think? So landline is fijo. Llámame al fijo. So it's a landline por tierra, no? A landline. So call me on my landline. So with the telephone we use on a lot, el teléfono is on the phone. I can't speak now, I'm on the phone. Call me on my mobile. Call me on 556-22137. Call me on my landline. Okay? So with the phone we use on a lot, so call me on my landline and we'll work blank a deal. What could that blank be there? Work? Okay. Plus preposition. Well, we looked at this recently, actually. Okay. Maybe last month? Is it last month? Okay, so call me on my landline and we'll work out a deal. So to work out, that's right, is to, yeah. To work out a deal, yeah, is to organize a deal. So to work out has those ways to arrange something, to work something out. It can also be to solve, resolve, to look for. We'll work out a deal. Okay. So call me on my landline and we'll work out a deal, salad listeners. That's our second conundrum of the day. Okay, so that's all we got time for, but stay tuned because Kyle Miller is here with Drive Time and he's ready to go.
A por ello.
That's right. He's rearing and ready to go, so stay tuned for that. There's still plenty more Vaughan Radio to come, so stay tuned. And, well, we'll see you tomorrow on the salad. Same time, same place. See you then.
Hey there. It's time for another Vaughan Radio Trivia Night. Do you know who's hosting this time? I'll give you a clue. He's the Texan who started this company.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, welcome, welcome. I think you know me, and I know a lot of you.
Did you say Richard Vaughan? Right on. Join us February 1st at Roll Madrid, Calle de Amaniel 23. For another Vaughan Radio Trivia Night, hosted by the one and only Richard Vaughan. It's gonna be tons of fun.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets,